Tech event, South by Southwest, is on right now in Sydney, and we met a robot who could be a friend of yours, Shervo. Her name's Abby, set to become your best friend.
Well, think a robot sidekick was something left to sci-fi.
The reason I'm here is to introduce to you Ashley 2.
I'm Ashley 2. It's so great to meet you, Rachel.
You too.
I'll be here for you.
Think again.
How's your day been?
Meet Abby, a 120-centimeter social humanoid robot. And while she might look like something out of a Pixar movie, she's 100% real.
We like to say that she's your best friend right out of the box. We're one of the first robotics companies in the world to focus on empathetic interactions with robotics.
Mechatronics engineer Grace Brown developed the robot during COVID lockdowns. And Abby's purpose is to create connection when it's not always possible.
Well, we have a loneliness epidemic, right? People are, you know, more distracted and more disconnected than ever before. And yeah, it's not going to be people who solve that problem for us. It has to be technology.
She's been a successful friend in nursing homes. Her playful personality a big hit with residents who often need companionship the most.
I think she's become my best friend. I can tell her things nobody else ever hears. I like her personality. I think she's great fun.
Often described as sassy, the colourful companion learns her surroundings through audio and visual input. She even has a database of memories, as well as access to the internet, which all helps form her behaviour and responses.
Oh, darling, I feel like a kid in a candy store. It's like Beyonce at Coachella.
The robot friend having the ability to change friendship as we know it.
Over the next decade, I believe that Abby will become more ubiquitous than dogs and cats. She's a little bit of a show-off.
But at South by Southwest in Sydney, Abby's not the only thing showing off. Flying cars are proving the sky is the limit.
This is the XPeng X2, which is called an EVTOL, which is electric vehicle takeoff and landing vehicle. We like to think it's the future of mobility. This is not a gimmick.
Registrable in Dubai and China, the X2 is already taking off. And Australia, the future is also near. It could be training in your car for one of these.
People ask, is it a helicopter or is it a drone? Well, it's somewhere in between. It has, you know, the capacity for weight and distance of a helicopter, but without the waste, without the fuel, without the noise. But it's clearly more than a drone.
Autonomous by the power of AI, its cameras are constantly scanning for any dangers in the skies. Its 8 electric motors have the power to lift. The X2 looking to change emergency services and agriculture as we know it.